BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. An excellent Who game today. Me against the Radio 1 listeners. I also get to play Real or No Real with Greg. And it's 3 years old, too early to start putting things in your basket.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Right, first text of the day is from Florence. He says, "You're being very romantic today, Mills, with all these love songs. What's going on?" Okay, I get James Bay, "If You Ever Want to Be in Love." That's kind of a love song. "Take Me Home," Jess Glynn, yeah. "So Freaking Tight" and "Coming With You." Not romantic, really. But anyway, whatever you think. Are you sure you're listening to the right station? Scott Mills here. First, I feel I need to warn you that after 2, between 2 and 2.30 today, I'm going to go properly deep into Christmas. So if you're not feeling festive at all, it may offend you. Because this is not a borderline Christmas song like Mariah Carey. This is a proper, full-on, it's Christmas Day track with bells on. It's time to get the serious ones on. It's time to bring out the big guns. We've been kind of skirting around it for ages now, so if you are easily offended by Christmas songs at this early stage of December, I will urge you to turn away from the radio for a few minutes. But if I was you, I would embrace it because it's going to be here, whether you like it or not, really soon. So that's after 2. I was out with my team last night who work on the show, and the producer, I'm going to name him Will, actually walked into a lamppost. Hey! Now, I thought that was just off of cartoons, like slipping on bananas, but no, I actually saw it with my own eyes. Too busy on his phone, like on street maps. So talking of the Who game, we're going to do one today in place of Innuendo Bingo, Cosno Chris. At 1.40, it's me against all the Radio 1 listeners.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Luke in Maidstone's been on saying, actually, it's real. I walked into a lamppost recently. It really hurt. Yeah, our producer was actually quite unscathed. He just went, ah! But then it was just the initial shock. He's actually fine. Mel on Twitter, really? Slipping on a banana skin is real. My friend did it in Malta and it was hilarious. I see, I don't believe that. Pictures or it didn't happen, because in quiet moments in my life, I've actually tried to do it myself by laying a banana skin on the floor of my lounge, and it's pretty much impossible to do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so it turns out things I thought only happen in cartoons do actually happen in real life. Because several people have now been on saying that they have been slightly injured by stepping on a rake. Yeah, that happens a lot, apparently. Mark's done it. Stepped on a rake by accident and been whacked in the face. Ended up with a massive lump on my forehead and a slight dent to prove it. Really, people step on rakes? That's the thing. Also, Addy says, I too have slipped on a banana skin in a busy high street late night Christmas shopping. I wasn't a believer anyway until it happened. And now people are giving me tips, which I can try later, as to how you do actually slip on a banana skin. Apparently mine was far too ripe. If you leave the banana to go slimy and gammy for a few days, you've got a slip guaranteed. I'm not going to try that, am I? With like a brown banana. That's one. So in the place of Innuendo Bingo today, we have got the Who game. So many people, so excited for it. So we're going to get a bank of callers on again, and it's going to be me against them. I'm hoping for a good one today. I'm well up for it. And after 2, we are going to go baubles deep in Christmas. Natalie and Lucy in the office just need a bit of cheering up. They're like, yes, the Christmas songs. What one is it? I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. Mel in Norfolk and also Rick on Twitter, also very keen for the Christmas song today. It's going to happen about 2.20 and it's a big one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So no Innuendo Bingo today because Chris is off. So an ideal opportunity, I think, to do another Who game. Something you've not heard of for a while, something a bit retro. You just think of one and then just go, hey! I've got loads of callers on the line, so it's me against the world. Okay, let's have the caller start today, I think. Line one, hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Will from Aberdeen.
Will from Aberdeen, yes?
Kelly text.
Hey! Strong. Shoes that light up when you walk. Hey! Line two, who's that?
I just got Steve.
Steve, where are you?
I'm in Bromley.
Yes?
Right, in TB, or text back, at the end of a text message.
Okay. Slapping someone around the face and saying you've been tangoed. Line three, yes.
Scott, it's Aaron in Ipswich.
Aaron in Ipswich, what have you got for me?
MSN Messenger. Hello!
The Pepsi chart. Line four, yes.
Hi, Scott, it's James.
Where are you?
Lincolnshire, the farmer's paradise.
What have you got for me, James?
Lady C. Hey!
This is Davina, you're live on Channel 4. Please do not swear. Line five, who's that?
It's Jillian in Manchester.
Go on then.
Too much Dino Griglio off of David Hasselhoff.
Old school. Hang on. Daniel Merriweather. Line six, yes.
It's Dale from Ellen in Aberdeenshire.
What's your who?
Fruit of the Loom Jumpers.
Yes. CD-ROMs. Line seven. Who's that?
Oh, Scott, it's Kyle from Lincoln.
Go on, then.
Bass on, sir.
Listen from four, watch from six. Line eight, who's that, please?
It's Dave from London.
Yes?
Friends reunited.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1, we're just playing the Who game instead of Innuendo Bingo today. That is back on Tuesday. I've got a selection of callers playing against me in a massive Who-off. It's a very simple game. You just pick something from the past, something a little bit retro, something you've not heard of for quite a while, and then just go, hey! After it. Let's go round again. I'll go first this time. Freddo's at the reasonable price of 10p. Hey! Will in Aberdeen, yes?
Michael Barrymore.
Hey!
Mini disc players. Hello. Stephen Bromley.
Moleskine jeans.
Hello. Oh. Playing kiss chase at school. Aaron in Ipswich, what have you got?
Handkerchiefs.
Fuzzy felt. James in Lincolnshire.
Basil Brush.
Basil Brush, good one. Four Star Petrol. Tilly.
WAP.
Shout out to WAP there. White Dog Poo. Hey! Cornell in Aberdeenshire.
BT Cellnet.
Cable and wireless. Gave me an idea, that one. Kyle in Lincoln.
Sending someone a song on your phone by infrared.
The Kama Sutra. Right, this could go on forever, I think. Let's make this the last one, because I've got to play some songs at some point. Dave in London.
Being the saviour of Radio 1.
Tilly, Dale, Kyle, Will, Steve, Aaron, James, Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.
Yes!
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 Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is in Corby today, trying to get all of the town to sign up for 1 million hours. You know this volunteering thing we've just launched on Radio 1? We'll speak to him a bit later as well. Okay, are you ready for this Christmas song? I've given you about 5 warnings on this now, so don't be complaining if you're not feeling very Christmassy. Because if you're not feeling anywhere near Christmassy, this could grind your gears a little bit. Okay, I'm just waiting for all those people that aren't feeling festive to just turn away from the radio for a few moments. It's only 3 minutes and 39 seconds of your life, and then you can come back and I'll play a little mix. It'll all be good. Here we go! I know.
Snow is falling all around me. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Ooh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, Scott Mills, that is going straight in my basket. I'm feeling so festive while secretly listening because I'm working in the uni library. Claire, dancing around the office, loving the first Christmas tune that she's heard of the year. Joyce just made learning for my Dutch exam 10 times more fun. Annabelle, yes, Mills, just what I need is I'm wrapping Christmas presents right now in my new house. That's really cheered me up, says Suzanne. Claire says that's the first Christmas song I've heard this year. Dan says, Mills, it's 14 degrees. I'm in London and you're banging out a Christmas tune. It doesn't feel right. I know. But mostly, really good reaction to that. Shaking Stevens. Merry Christmas, everyone. Obviously, you've got a couple of people going, oh, play a good one. The trouble is, there are very few good ones. That's the problem here. But I did tell you that we would be going baubles deep. Like, that's not for the faint-hearted, that one. That's not like a Mariah Carey, oh, it's okay to play at the beginning of December. Because we're going to get the serious ones on now, and that's one of them. Shaken Stevens. Merry Christmas, everyone. Elizabeth says, where on earth did you find this song? 1985? At least it's not dated.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hello, Scott, it's Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte, what's going on?
Just want to say thanks for turning on the Christmas lights last night.
Oh, I did turn on your Christmas lights.
Yep.
Yeah. So me and Chris went to Bernardo's in Ilford yesterday as part of 1 million hours. Do you know, it was really nice to meet everyone down there, all the volunteers and that.
Yeah, we had really nice chats with you all. It was nice.
Yeah, it was good. We decorated the Christmas tree. You were actually particularly good at that.
Thank you. I try my hardest.
You've done that before, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a professional tinselist.
Also, we made some Christmas cards, we did a bit of cake decorating, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really nice just to come and see what everyone does at Bernardo's in Ilford last night. How many times do you go there then?
Well, it's once a fortnight and I go most times. And I look forward to going there, so it's really relaxed and chilled out. So
yeah. And it kind of like makes you forget about school for a bit or anything that might be happening at home.
Yeah, and it's like just somewhere to go to if you're worrying about stuff, you can go there. And everyone's really nice and caring, and it's just somewhere to go. So.
Yeah, I've got to say, it was such a nice atmosphere, and you all made us feel really welcome. So thanks.
Thanks for you coming, because it was really a pleasure to.
Oh, thank you. And I don't think a lot of people realise, but anyone can come and volunteer, can't they?
Yeah, I think the organisations are all there, but it's just making awareness to go and volunteer, because, and I think this is what are great about 1 Million Hours, because people don't know about it, but that now this is going to educate people, you know, that there are organisations out there that people can go to and just help other people out.
And as well as going there yourself, you help some of the younger kids at Barnardo's, don't you?
Yeah, right now people are transitioning from the younger years to the older group, which I'm in, and yeah, it was just a nice atmosphere, and we're just like introducing ourselves and getting to know everyone, and it's just more relaxed.
Anyone can get involved. If you go to the Radio 1 website, there's loads of information here on different opportunities, which you will actually enjoy spending your time doing. For the first time ever, we're working with four different charities: Cancer Research UK, Barnardo's, focusing on children, Oxfam, who focus on poverty and international issues, and Age UK, and that's all about caring for people in later life. On the website, you can have a look at all the opportunities they've got to offer, and all the info on how to pledge and sign up to do some hours to help is there. It's all about spreading the word like we're doing. So thank you very much, Charlotte.
Thank you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
1 Million Hours with BBC Radio 1.
One. Right, so you know what we're doing. We have launched something quite ambitious here, and we really need the ever generous Radio 1 listeners to make it happen. If a lot of us do a little bit, we can make a massive difference here. And all I'm asking for is just a few hours of your time to change the life of someone in need. 1 Million Hours is about getting you to pledge your time to people that really need it the most. And we're working with four different charities: Age UK, Barnardo's, Cancer Research UK, and Oxfam. And you can pledge your time with them today, or with anyone else that you choose. Go to the Radio 1 website. So earlier this week, Chris thought, I'm going to pick one town, and he chose Corby in Northamptonshire. And he's like, I'm going to go there, I'm going to get everyone to pledge some time, and as he put it, get this million hours sorted by the weekend. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. This is manic, trying to get everyone to sign up.
Where are you at the moment?
Right now, I'm stood in a place called The Cube, which is right in the centre of Corby. It's like a cultural centre. The council are based here. There's a cinema, there's a library. But I've just found myself here.
Okay, good. So, have you raised the million hours of time yet?
Not quite. Okay, I've sort of been counting it up. I'm at 999,802 hours left. Okay, if we add my stuff to the million.
Your signal is absolute rubs.
Oh no. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you just about.
Oh, I'm having a mare.
Why? Why are you having a mare? What's going on?
Well, look, we've just not got enough hours.
You don't say.
I think so far I've managed to get 102.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's good, but it's not a million, is it?
It's not, and you were hoping to get this done by the weekend so that we can all relax, is what you said.
Yeah, I had T-shirts made. They haven't turned up.
They said no T-shirts.
Nope. And some soldiers have got in touch.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go mention that. Those are people who want to tweet me. On the hashtag Chris Corby. So thank you everyone for using that. Scott?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Well, this is annoying. Listen, I wanted to come on Radio 1 to try drum up a bit of support, and this isn't even working.
Okay, but what do people need to do?
Okay, if you follow the hashtag Chris in Corby, if you are in Corby right now, we want to meet as many people as possible and get as many people pledge hours as part of Radio 1's million hour campaign.
Okay, right, I'm going to lose Chris there because it's rubbish reception, but that's what he's saying. So follow the hashtag Chris in Corby. This is part of a million hours. If you're in Corby in Northamptonshire today, help him out, will you? Because he's got 102 hours so far. He's there tomorrow as well. But just sign up to pledge some time. And if you're not in Corby and you want to be part of this, it's so easy to do. We went to Barnardo's in Ilford yesterday just to spend a bit of time. And it was just really nice to kind of hang out and volunteer a bit and just see how important it is, that centre, and that's just one in the whole of the UK, how important it is to those people who just need to go there and have a bit of downtime away from what's happening at home or whatever. It's really important, and we can do this if we all club together, because a little can make a massive difference. If you use the hashtag 1 million hours, and if you want to get involved, go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and use hashtag 1 million hours. Sorry we couldn't get a better reception for Chris there. Rubbish. Anyway, Chris, good work. Keep going. 102 hours and counting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Natalie, who's just finished work, driving home as she does every time this time of day in Colchester, Essex. Only gets to hear the last hour of the show live. You need to get the podcast. That's what you need to do. Because obviously, I know you can't listen because of work between 1 and 3. If you download it tonight, free of charge from the Radio 1 website, it's all the stuff you missed earlier in the show because you couldn't listen, including an excellent Who game. Really good Who off with me against the listeners today. And that'll be waiting for you when you get home on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Download it for free if you miss any of our stuff. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Eva from Worcestershire.
Hi, Eva from Worcestershire. What's going on?
Well, I just thought I'd ring you and let you know about a funny little incident that happened yesterday while I was shopping with my toddler.
Okay, how old's your toddler?
He's 3.
Okay.
And we were shopping and he was doing a really good, load of help for me. And I decided that I would video him doing his shopping to show his dad. So we had our basket. You can imagine where this is going.
Yes.
And he picks up his cakes and throws the cakes into the basket and says, "They're going straight in my basket."
And he's 3.
And he's 3.
Okay, what's his name?
Harrison.
I like that name.
I imagine that he's probably heard me say it. but we listen to your show, and he does love your show, and he does love the basket stuff.
Wow. It's slightly worrying when this show is affecting people's lives this much with what they say. You emailed it to me, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, I've got it here. So this is Anto Sharp doing the original.
You're going straight in my basket.
And here's Harrison, who is 3, in a supermarket.
Sweet in my basket. Sweet in my basket.
That's brilliant. What was he putting in the basket?
Some little kid's cake thing.
Sweet in my basket.
You were so lucky to be videoing that at the time.
I know. I thought I'd send the video to his dad because he was being so helpful.
Yeah.
And when he said about the basket, I thought, result.
Yeah.
Scott will love that.
Exactly. Like video gold right there, and you didn't even know it was going to happen.
Absolutely. No, I didn't.
So you haven't actually taught him to do this, have you?
No.
Really?
Absolutely. But I do say that will go straight in my basket quite a lot.
Okay, right. So he's just got it off you.
He's got it off me.
I'm concerned now. What other stuff does he say from this show?
he was rapping Brush Your Teeth, Queen's Speech 4, the other week.
Really?
Just before bath time.
3-year-old just rapping Lady Leisure there.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
And then he said, "Get in the bath, fam."
He said what?
He said, "Get in the bath. Fam.
Oh, no. So he's actually copying Charlie Slough as well, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Good to speak to you. Make sure you video him more often because who knows what's going to come out next.
I will do, Scott. No worries.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Charlemagne by Blossoms from our BBC introducing list.
Charlemagne. Charlemagne. You used to win that at Mercy Nightclub in Norwich.
Oh, what, a bottle of Charlemagne?
Bottle of Charlemagne or a mini moped.
Not to be confused with Cheyenne, of course, which is Jason Derulo. Not the same.
Charlemagne.
Hello, Greg.
Hello to you.
Hello. You missed a brilliant Who game earlier, or did you hear a bit of it?
I did not miss it. I was listening in the office along with everybody else and laughing out loud. Some of your ones were brilliant today.
Really?
Yeah. It's in the office, proper lols today.
Excellent. I was quite pleased with myself of 4-star petrol.
4-star petrol is a good one. Mm. But my favourite, I think, Just because I do the chart, I think it was listen from four, watch from six.
Ah, yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and not that long ago either. Definitely a Who now.
Is it? Do you have, in your head, do you have rules of when a Who becomes a Who?
It just feels right. But I do keep a little note, a notes list on my phone, because you can't be expected to remember them. My phone notes are weird. Here's some of our listeners from today.
MSN Messenger. Hello!
Very good, very strong.
But more relevant than ever, MSN Messenger, because they were the pioneers of the emoji back in the day.
Yeah,
really?
They definitely were.
Then it went away, and then that's back as an emoji.
What about this one?
Handkerchiefs.
I like. And also...
Fruit of the Loom jumpers.
And...
Being the saviour of Radio 1.
All on the Who game today. If you want to catch that again, it was a great one. It's going to be on the Scott Mills Daily podcast a little bit later on.
An incredible, and the final one particularly incredible.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
James from the Vamps messages customer support accounts so much on Twitter, he's been offered his own weekly segment on the BBC's Watchdog.
Wow. Imagine that. Like you're getting in touch with companies so much on Twitter because you've got all the followers and you're well famous and that.
Yeah.
And so much so that they offer you a little spot on Watchdog.
it's quite entrepreneurial, really. He's putting himself out there as some sort of guru.
Do you know, I love a bit of Watchdog though.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Well, it's sort of, it's a bit like you enjoy other people's misery and you go, oh, well, my problems aren't so bad.
Yeah. Because their washing machines broke down.
Well, it's like at least I haven't bought a car where all the wheels fall off.
That's
or something.
True. I think I enjoy people complaining quite a lot. It's very British.
Oh,
I like
great.
It.
Watchdog is one of the most British things ever.
Yeah.
It's everyone getting together and they've made a TV show out of people just moaning about
brilliant
consumer items.
It's so good.
I love Rogue Traders for the same reason.
Same.
You know Matt Allwright, who does Rogue Traders? He's always wandering around these corridors.
Yeah, the offices are just down there.
And I saw him the other day and I said, are you all right? And he's like...
Are you Matt all right?
are you all right, Matt? And he said, oh, to be honest with you, I get really stressed. I've just done a whole shoot of Rogue Traders and it's very stressful sitting in the car trying
I'm not surprised.
Staking out these nasty guys.
Well, when he knocks on the window and then they drive off with him still in the car with his head in it, so in the window.
So spare a thought for Matt Allwright.
I often do. Yeah. But is James McVeigh from the Vamps, is he going to be on Watchdog quite soon? Because he tweets so many customer support accounts just being angry.
Well, they'll bring a new young fan base to the show, which is what it's all about, I've heard. So let's do it.
I've seen him do this, but I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay, it is no real. But he does love a customer support tweet. He tweeted his cinema, his local cinema last night, and his bank just within the last hour.
it gets a bit much, doesn't it, for some people? Because you can Google most stuff.
Yeah, why call them and wait hours in that queue when you can just tweet them and probably get an answer pretty much straight away if you're in the Vamps?
Someone the other day, I'm not going to mention who it was, but she tweeted saying, oh, where do you reckon I can get Christmas trees delivered from?
A celebrity?
Yes. Just use your imagination.
Yeah, just put in Christmas trees, delivery.
Millie McIntosh.
And next.
Instagram filters such as Ludwig, Lux and Amaro have all become some of 2015's most popular baby names.
No way. You're joking.
Here's my daughter. We've called her Valencia.
Oh, that's incredible. If this is true, I will call my firstborn X-Pro 2.
Oh, isn't this great? Now, I'm not having this, sorry. So you're telling me that people have looked up, they're using those Instagram filters all the time, they know the names of them, but then a baby pops out and they call it Amaro? No.
I mean, Ludwig is a name, but that's sort of okay. Let's have a look at the other ones you could choose. Clarendon,
mm-hmm.
Gingham,
yep.
Moon,
mm.
Lark,
yes.
Juno, Slumber, Creamer, Perpetua, Mayfair. Mayfair's a great name. What's your little baby called? She's called Mayfair.
From Instagram.
Off of cigarettes.
Mm.
Sierra,
Toaster.
Willow. Imagine you called your kid Lo-Fi.
Early Bird. Lo-Fi.
Nashville.
Yes!
I'm going to say this. I think it's probably real. You've got to try and get inspiration from wherever you want. And there would have been someone who have just gone, I bet no one's thought of using a filter name as their child's name. So
no.
I think this is real.
I can't see it. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
What do you mean? Okay, I've got it here. An analysis of baby names this year found that some Instagram filter titles were more popular than more traditional options.
Oh, wow.
What's going on? And finally today, that's a great one.
In 2010, the British rock band Coldplay sponsored a fourth division cricket team.
What? Are you joking?
Well, it could be made up.
What? I feel like I would have heard about this. That's two of my favourite things in the whole world.
That's what I mean. I mean, you'd be all across it, being the biggest fan of Coldplay and also a big fan of cricket.
Surely someone would have told me about this. Or I would have known.
But why would they do that?
Why would they? I don't know if any of them like cricket that much. I don't know. I mean, I do know they don't really like cricket.
Oh.
I know each of them very well.
I know. Well, you would have been at the Ashes with. Is it the Ashes?
No, I wouldn't have been there with them.
No, you would have though by now. Is it the Ashes?
That is a thing.
One of them.
Yeah.
Okay. You would have been down Lords with Will from Coldplay.
Down Lords. You say down
Lords,
down the bowling alley,
like going down Asda,
Asdals.
You know, in Bristol, you could say Asdal.
Asdal.
Just put an L on the end.
Asdals.
Go down Asdal. Don't know why. It's just an unnecessary L at the end of any word that has an A on it. Just from some Bristolians. Right. So Coldplay, did they sponsor a fourth division cricket team? I don't see why they would ever do that. And surely Greg James, a super fan of both, would know about this. So no real.
I think it does sound like a sort of thing they do. You know, quite caring, sharing. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes.
What's
the story? I didn't know about this.
Okay, so they've just handed me this. This came about after the club secretary at Slaughters United...
Sounds great.
...who play in the Gloucestershire County League, wrote to Guy from the band asking for the help, and they sponsored the team £750.
Great.
That's great.
So what?
So all you need to do is write to your favourite pop star and ask them for help and money, and it seems that they might give it to you. That's awesome.
I've got a picture here. So they've just got Coldplay on their cricket shirts. So it's a marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Essentially. And the people who play cricket, is probably a good market for them, I'd say.
750 quid though to Coldplay is 7.5 pence. So actually all fine. At the end of that round of real or no real. Oh wow, okay. I got 10 and Greg got 20. Amazing.
It's like when you find out that Bill Gates has given away sort of 30 billion.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, that's great. But you actually, are worth 80.
Yeah. So actually all fine. Do you know what I mean? You know, still get put food on the table.
It's like me giving away 100 quid.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, what's on today?
Today on the show, we have a fired person from The Apprentice. Amazing episode last night. So all of that fallout today at 4:30.
Oh, yes. I need to catch up on this, but I'm seeing lots of spoilers everywhere.
Good one last night. Disclosure will be on the show at 5:10. Rihanna with films at 6:10, plus 10-minute takeover, track of the day, all that stuff
wow.
as well.
Okay, and then tomorrow we're swapping shows. Well, I'm not swapping shows because you're not doing it.
Yes.
So I'm going to be on your show between 4 and 7, and Matt Edmondson's going to be here between 1 and 4 tomorrow.
I need to give you the chart hat.
You do. Can you get that, please?
Daily.
Those are Thursday's best bits. We're back Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.